Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amet Beis. We hear in the Mishnah Machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanna Kamma said that Ha'olol is Mitztaref, the Mimashlem, the Shir of Kabbalah's Tumah. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Ha'olol ha-mechunis im yesh bo kezayis b'moke mechot chayev olol. Rabbi Yehuda said, Olol ha-mechunis is his tumas nevela on it. Im yesh bo kezayis bosa b'moke mechot chayev olol. Omar Rav Huna v'hu shekonsoi. That what Rabbi Yehuda says it has kizayis nevel it has it is chayiv all of us speaking about shekonsoi. So let us see Rashi. Who shekonsoi the goli daite the loy botle meikore. That means poshet potosoi sakim when one skins a behema and includes some basar together with the leather, with the yoyer. So the pashtus is that he's mevatel the basar and it becomes like oyer. It becomes oyer. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, that it is metame tumis nevele, means shekonsoi. The goli daite, so afterwards he was mechanis the boso that is attached to the earth. So that's agili das de loy botle meikore tzechiach soifai al tchilosoi. So then we say that he never was mevatel it to the earth. Avol niskanis meilo. If it was, there was a kinus, not through the mafshit, through tinoikis, loy, hoyul ubotol mitchila v'nasoir, that means since the voltoso isakin was a bitul on the boso to become oil, so later, Tinoikis will be machanis it and bring it together, so that cannot be oiker, that it was, became oyer bishas otosai sake. Suloi hodar havi boso, so then it can't be boso anymore. Vultumas oichlum with the mahani machshovi leshav yeuchlo. He says, one could give it a shame oichel now, tafilu oyer sheshokei metame tumas oichlem. You can take oyer, and you can be mechashiv to eat it, you'll cook it, and it's softish, so you'll be able to eat it, it'll be mekabel tumas oichlem. Achei shesorach, avol leshovye boso loy. The shame boso is totally that if bishas, when he skinned the animal, he was machnis some boso together with the oil, so then that boso becomes oil. That's a bitul to the boso that becomes oil. So Rav Huna holds, alibi the Rabbi Yehuda, that if l'cher we were meire, it should only work by the one who was mafshitit, but if the one that was mafshitit was now mechanis the remnants of the bosa that are under oil, so it's gilo daitoi, that he wasn't mevatelet, that the bosa is a chshivis v'yam. So then it doesn't have a shame oil, and it has a shame bosa, so we metame to misnevele. That's how Rav Huna said pshat in Rav Yehuda. This is one memre of Rav Huna. Va'omar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said another member. Shnei chatzoi zeisim, sheyeshnon al gabei ho'er, ho'er mevatlon. Now we have to understand what this means. This Rav Huna is saying a moiridike mouthful. Rav Huna is saying, if you have two chatzoi zeisim that are on the oir, ha'ir mevatlo. That means that not because of his pu'ule, no, the oir alone is mevatl the shnei chatzoi zeisim. It becomes bottle to the oir. It loses the shame boso because ha'ir mevatlo. The oir is mevatl. This is a second memory of Rav Huna, and we're going to see if we're going to have problems how these two memories of Rav Huna stem. Zok the Gemara, alibe demach. This second memory of Rav Huna, that he said a concept that ha'ir mevatlom, alibe demach. I alibe de Rav Yishmoel, Ha'oma loy mevatel oyer. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the oyer is not mevatel the bosa. V'i alibe de Rabbi Kiva pshita ha'oma mevatel oyer. So what is pshat in this machloikes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva? So let us see Rashi. Plukte de Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva bepirkim bemasnis. Diktoni Hoyu olov shnei chatzoi zeisim. You had an oir, and on this oir were attached two chatzoi zeisim. So you had two chatzoi zeisim of boso, the nevele, you had two chatzoi zeisim. Mitamim b'masek. So if a person will pick up the oir, so he is now carrying a zayis of nevele, so metamim b'masim. Sherei noso kizayis nevele. Carried a kizayis nevele. So mamele is a tumas masim. Ve'ein metame b'mago. De'ein noigeya v'choizer v'noigeya. I'm worried to kolom this over here. If a person, a kizayis of a nevele is metame. Kizayis of a nevele is metame. If a person touches with two fingers, let us say, he touches with two fingers, with one finger he touches one half zayas, the other finger he touches another half zayas. So that is not called he touched a zayas, because each negiyah is a half a zayas. The two negiyah, he touched two chatzi zayasim. If I'm carrying it, so I'm carrying a zayas. But touching each negiya is a different magge. That means one finger is touching one chatzi zayis, or one finger is touching another chatzi zayis. So there's no tumas magge. Fine. This is divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel tells us in the Hilchis magge you have to touch a kizayis in order to be mekabel tumah. If two fingers touch two chatzi zayisim, there's no tumas magge. If you carry it, it's called, I carry the kizayis. Fine. V'Rabbi Kiva Omer, and Rabbi Kiva says, loy b'mago v'loy b'masa. Rabbi Kiva said, there's no tumah whatsoever. What is the svar of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva holds ho'er mevatlon. These two chatzi zeisim are not nevel anymore. Since they're attached to the oil, so they're bottled to the there's no nevelir anymore. So we have here a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, the oir is not mevatl, the two chatzi zeisim. It's nevelir. If you'll touch it, you won't become tummy because ain't negeya v'chayza v'negeya. But, there's nevelir here, so if you'll carry it, so there's tumas masa, you carry the kizayis of nevelir. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva said, no, it's toyer, there's no nevela here. The oir is mevatel, the two chatzi zeisim. It's bottle. Now, we hear here a member of Rav Huna, shnei chatzoi zeisim sheyesh namal gavi oir, ho oir mevatel. That sounds very familiar. That sounds like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. So the Gemara says, alibe deman. Who is he saying this according to? If he sang according to Rabbi Yishmael, Ha'il Mevatlan, Anshuldik. Ha'omar Loi Mevatl Oil. He says the Oil is not Mevatl, two Chatzi days. So what is he saying? According to Rabbi Kiva, the Oil is Mevatl. Rabbi Kiva said it. If you want a Paskin like Rabbi Kiva, say Halochik Rabbi Kiva. Don't say, two Chatzi days, some Oil is Mevatl, and then the master nicht wissen, because the machlik is Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, you just saying, oh, Mavatla. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Pshita, Ha'oma, Mavatla. Zotze Gemor, Lo'ilam al-libe de Rabbi Shmuel. No, he's saying, I'm more the Kechidish over here. You have to appreciate what he's saying. He's saying, Afilu Rabbi Shmuel, that said, that it's metame tumas levele b'masa v'chi omar Rabbi Yishmuel loy mavatol oyer hani mili shepoltosai chaya alo potosai sakin botol. So now Rav Huna said a shtik teure, and we have to appreciate the shtik teure. Rav Huna said as follows: this concept that ha'er mavatlon, and the oir mevatlon means not he's mevatlit, the oir is mevatlit. That what it's attached to the oir that makes that it becomes bottle to the oir, and it becomes oir. This concept is if it became attached to the oir bikavone, that means it was put there, then the oir is mevatl. If it came at be attached to the oir because achaya poltosai, a chaya tore off a piece of skin and there's a piece of basar on it, so it became attached to the oil without kavone, then the oil is not mevatel. Now, but let us just remember, we are saying a yesod, that the Gemara is saying now, we're not talking about that he's mevatel. Till now, we had a shtik teire in Rav Yehuda, that, but when he cut it off, he was mevatel it to the oil, and then we said a shtik teira, so he's mechanis it later, so his goli milsa, he wasn't mevatel it to the oil. That's a shakla v'taya if he's mevatel. The second memra of Rav Huna and the machloikis of Rabbi Kimi, Rabbi Shmuel, is not speaking about him. It's speaking about, is the mitzias, is the oir mevatel the bosa? A new shaila, is oir mevatel bosa? So that kuba that you have a few remnants of bosa attached to the oir is mevatel the bosa. So now the Gemara, and so Rav Huna says, yeah, take it away, two chatzoy seisim, the oir is mevatel the bosa. A new concept, the oir is mevatel the bosa. So the Gemara wants to say now, what is Rav Huna saying? He's saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that says in the Mishnah that it's metame b'masa, so that means the oir is not mevatel the boso. He says, when is the oir not mevatel the boso? If it's poltosei chaya, if it wasn't left attached to the oir b'kavone, became attached, then the oil is not mevatel. But if it was left there bikavone, then the oil is mevatel. That's what Rav Huna said. So the Gemara says, loy lo malibid Rabbi Shmuel, v'chama Rabbi Shmuel le mevatel oil, ani mili shepoltosei chaya. If poltosei chaya, so it remained on the oir shaloi bikavona, then there's no din of oir poltos, of oir mevatloi. Avol poltosei sakin, it was left bikavona, bottle, the oir is mevatl. The oir is mevatl. That's what Rav Huna is saying. Let's see what Rashi says. Hochi garsine. I alive it Rabbi Kiva pshite. Thomas Nisni, it's a mishter. Rabbi Kiva says that oir mevatlo. Loi lam alive it Rabbi Shmuel. Bashmin Rav Huna. Chiyom Rabbi Shmuel loi mevatlo oir. That what Rabbi Shmuel said. The oir is not mevatlo. Hani milish bepoltose chay shenase shaloi midas. It was done unintentionally. So then this connection, this chibur of basa ta'ir was done unintentionally. So then the oir is not mevatel the basa. Aval poltosa isakin midas bitloy the oir is mevatel. The oir is mevatel, not the person, the oir is mevatel. Fine. Then the oir is mevatel. Fine. So this is Frag the Gemara. So now let's see. Now we're going to see how Rav Huna is going to shtim. Toshma. Rav Yehuda Oimer. We learned in the Mishnah. Ha'olo ha'machunis. Im yesh kezayis b'mokim echot chayoven olof. That's what Rav Yehuda said. Va'oma Rav Huna. V'hu shekonsoi. Rav Huna explained pshat Rav Yehuda. That what Rav Yehuda said, the kizayis mitamet tumis nevelis, that means if he was kainesit later, so mamela is goli daite deloibot leimeko. He wasn't mevatel. Later, ve'ezachshim is pain. I amrit, so mamela, so this gilui das works on he himself. I mean, he didn't mean to be mevatel. Fine, that's a gilui das. But if you say that there's a new concept of poltosa isakin that oir mevatloi, so then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a pshat. So what pshat Rabbi Yehuda? The oir is mevatl already. Iyamret pishloim. If you won't say the way you said till now, you'll say poltosa isakin le Rabbi Yishol nami loy botl. You say Rabbi Yishol. Bechlau doesn't hold of the concept of Oir Mevatloi. That's what we learned till now, before Rav Huna came in with the second memory. Is Rav Huna the Omer Rabbi Shmuel? Then what Rav Huna said, Pshat and Rav Yehuda, is Alibi the Rabbi Shmuel. So then everything is very good. That means Rav Yehuda, Otrak Yishmuel, Bechlau, there's no concept of Oir Mevatloi. The Oir is never Mevatloi. There's no such thing. No, he could be mevatel. So if it's konsoi, he's goloi data. He wasn't mevatel. Shalom Yisrael. The oir was never mevatel, and he's now being megala das. He also wasn't mevatel. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, so the bosel's metame tumis nevelis. Elo yamrit poltosa isakin l'Rabbi Yishmael botel. But if you'll tell me that afilo according to Rabbi Yishmael, that holds that ain't oil mevatle, that's only about potose chaya. But potose sakin, since it was put there with an, it was left there with an intent, some mele, then the halach is that oil mevatle fill according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Huna da Omer keman, so what's pshat in Rav Yehuda? What's pshat in Rav Huna? Alibi da Rav Yehuda. That means, konsei will not help anymore. Kansi can only be megale das in what his intent was. He didn't mean to be mevatelit. But if there's a concept of oir mevatloi by poltosa isakin, sakin kansi help. This is the Gemara's kash. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Huna v'hu shekonsoi acher hemshit. Rav Huna said, Pshat and Rav Yehuda, that what it says in the Mishnah. That Rav Yehuda says, it's Matamatumis Nevelis, Vushakonsai, Acher Hefshit, the Goli Daite, the Loi Botle Meiko. He was a Mevatle. Avoloi Konsai Loi, because then he was a Mevatle. Midemukim Lo Vishakonsai, he says, the Mishnah speaking of Vishakonsai, Michlal, the bishop poltosei sakin b'shnayim v'shloishim v'koymes koma. The Mishnah speaking about that there was in a few places. Konse means he brought it together. Uktoni chayovn olof alme ibatzon. Then we see pshat ibatlinu iyu b'miskaven betili. Then I see pshat in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah means if he had an intent to be mevatelit, it's bottle, it's oil. If it's konsoi, so goli daita, he never had an intent to be mevatel. Avol oir loy mevatel, but oir can't be mevatel. There's no such concept that oir is mevatel. The ibot lino oir. If there's a concept that oir is mevatel, so lehodril mehevi nevela, then it won't be nevela anymore. If there's such a concept that oir is mevatel, afilu according to Rabbi Shmuel by Poltosa Isakin. So what pshat and konsoi? So what is Ravuna saying? Konsoi is goli daita. He wasn't mevatel. Fine, he wasn't mevatel, but the oir was mevatel. I amret bishloima poltos esakin lebi Yishmoel nami loy mevatel oir. If you say according to Rabbi Yishmoel that if you poltos esakin the oir is not mevatel. And it's very good. Ravuna do upme le Rabbi Yehuda. Shahoya zayis mitchila lachatzoy. Ravuna says of Yehuda speaking about that there was two chatzizays. Konsoi brought them together. Velahochi loy botlin an oyer. The oyer was not mevatalit mikore. Hudome ke Rabbi Yishmoel. So he holds like Rabbi Yishmoel. Do ukme le Rabbi Yehuda alive de Rabbi Yishmoel. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yishmoel. That there's no concept whatsoever of Eir Mevatloi. The whole problem could only be that he was Mevatloi. So if it was Konsoi, he's Gilotatoi, then he never was Mevatloi. V'rabonon, and now we can say pshat in the Mishnah, what is the svar of the Rabbonon? K'Rabbi Kiva, fakel, then we can say that the Rabbonon hold like Rabbi Kiva. They hold oir mevatlei, so finished. So what does it help his gili bas that he wasn't mevatel, but the oir is mevatel? There's a concept of oir mevatel. That would be very good. Eloi amrit poltosei sakin, Rabbi Yishmoel moide de mevatel oir. But if you're going to tell me the way you just told me now, that Ravuna holds that poltosei sakin, the oir is mevatel. Ravuna duuk mele Rabbi Yehuda kshoye zayis emitchila lachatzoim filochi le Rabbi Yehuda loy botol. It's not botol, da omar keman. So what is pshat in, what is, according to, we have two Ravunas over here. One Ravuna, we want to say pshat Ravuna saying according to Rabbi Yishmoel. Poltosoi, according to Rabbi Yishmoel, Poltosoi sakin de oir is mevatel, soi bezoi, so how can konsoi help? Toma kema. Bishloime. So now Rashi says like this. The whole problem is with these two avhunas. Bishloime iloi de ravhune de oma vuhu she konsoi. If Ravuna would not have said pshat, vuhu she konsoi, that pshat Rabbi Yehuda, because Emerson, the lotion of Rabbi Yehuda is, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda ima ha'olo ha'mechunis, im yesh vay kezayis mo kemechat chayev olo. Rabbi Yehuda says lotion, ha'mechunis, ha'olo ha'mechunis. So if it wouldn't be from Ravuna said a whole shtek teir, ha'mechunis means you shekonsoi, it was separated, it was two half zaysim, he brought them together, it was megaladas, that he wasn't mevatel, givaldi. That was Ravuna. So Rashi says like this, Bishloimi loy de Ravuna doma vushe konsa. If it wouldn't be for this Ravuna, have a mukmine le Rabbi Yehuda. Everything would go good. Bishe poltosoi tchilo kizayis biyachad, but that's the Shita Mekabet says, lekule kizayis biyachad, umishem hochi loy bot. That means, without Ravuna, I would say a different pshat. I would say Rabbi Yehuda Mechunis means if there was a kizayis biyachad on the earth. A mishim hochi loy botul, and that a kizayis is a chshivis, a kizayis doesn't become botul. וכי פליגי רבי ישמואל ברבי קיבה, ויהיה במחלויקס אמתו ארז מבטו וארז נח מבטו, בשתי חצוי זייסן פליגי. That's by two half zeis. So each half zeis doesn't have a cheshivis. Avol kezayis sholem moidu. But if you have one kezayis, kedetoni reish pluktayu. Eil sheyesh olof kezayis voso. Yeah. So mamela, then everyone agrees that it's not bo. Aye. So without the first Rav Huna, I would say Pshat Rav Yehuda is. Pshat Rav Yehuda is that, that speaking about it was, Mechunas means it was a Kezayis Mechunas. V'Rabbe Kive, so what's the Machloikis, the Tanekame and Rav Yehuda? Manushech, speaking of it was a Kezayis. It says Klor in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel Amoide, because I is Mechunas is not bottle. The Rabbonon Sovri, the Tanakama holds, Ki Moide, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, because I is Shomei, Ani Mili, Be Poltosoi Chaye. If it's Poltosoi Chaye, so it's Tanti Litivuse, number one, it wasn't left there because number two, it's a kezayis. Then everyone agrees that it doesn't become bottle. Avol poltosoi sakin, afilu kezayis bottle. Then a kezayis is also bottle according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, by a kezayis, a filu poltosai sakin is not potl. Then it would be very good. Then it would be very good. I would say that's without the first rafuna. So I would say that what they're moide by kezayis sholem, this is by poltosai chaye, by poltosai sakin, we have a machlokes. Aval hashta do ukmei rafuna bishnei chatzoi zeisim. But now you said, Rav Huna said that Rav Yehuda is speaking about Shnei Chatzoi Zeis, and you told me that Rabbi Shmuel holds by Shnei Chatzoi Zeis in Poltosoi Sakin is Ha'or Mevatloi is the Yomar Keman. Now I have a problem. What is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? That's the Gemara's kashya. So the Gemara goes back. Ela lo ilam poltosoi sakin Rabbi Shmuel loy bot. Poltosoi sakin is not bot. Poltosoi sakin is not bot. The concept of ur mevatloi according to Rabbi Shmuel. There's no such concept of Eir Mevatle. There is never Mevatle. Afilu by Shnei Chatzoi Zeis. Aye. So what is Pshat? So Rav Huna said Shnei Chatzoi Zeisim Ha'Eir Mevatle. So what is Pshat in Rav Huna? Rav Huna Da'oma Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is telling that Rav Huna is telling us according to Rabbi Kiva Eir Mevatle. In fact, the Gemara Pshit. I'm sure according to Rabbi Shkoyach. So mal de teim ki kam Rabbi Kiva hanem mili poltosai sakin. I would say when did Rabbi Kiva say that oil mevatle that stavke by poltosai sakin? Avol poltosai chaya loy botol. But I would think Rabbi Kiva holds by poltosai chaya loy botol since it came there on a kavone. So it's there accidentally, then afilu Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold oir mevatloim. Kemashmolon taimid Rabbi Kiva neish oir mevatloim, loishna polot chaye, veloishna polot sakin. Kediktoni seifa mivnei Rabbi Kiva metayr boir mineish oir mevatloim. In fakert that, that is what Rav Huna is telling us. Rav Huna is telling us Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds the Eir is Mevatlin, and it does not matter how it got stuck to the Eir. If it got stuck to the Eir, Potosei Chaye, or Potosei Sakin, the Eir is Mevatlin. So that's Pshat and Ravuna. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, B'schal, there's no concept of Eir Mevatlin. There's another concept. If he was Mevatlin, by Poltosa Isaka, there's another concept of his Mevatel. If he's Mevatel, so then we have a Eitzah of Konsoi. Konsoi, that's Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. If Konsoi it works retroactively, that he's showing Gila Dafa that he wasn't Mevatel. Does it work retroactively? That's the Chayda Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam. Hachigasina, loilam poltosei sakin, Rabbi Shmuel nami loimo. Ravuna doma libe de Rabbi Kiba, kloima. Ho doma ravuna leil hoil mevatre bid Rabbi Kiba. Be de Rabbi Yehude, alibe de Rabbi Shmuel, that holds doir is never mevatre. Kamash vul ravuna da filo poltosei chayim, that Rabbi Kiba holds a filo poltosei chayim. Noket er mevatlam, boi noket botlam. So memeila mivnei shem mevatlam mash matay meboir tol yafal gav deloi betlino iu. That means even though that the oir is mevatl, even though there was no pule of a benoda, the oir is mevatl. So this is sugya pshat in the second ravuna. Let us just see one taisvit, the other two taisvits in a very shver. Yamrit bishloima poltosai sakin Rabbi Shmuel loy botlo ravhune da omar ke Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara wanted to say as follows, that ravhune said Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda that Emerson, Rabbi Yehuda hold, you don't say Oil Mevatlon. You don't say Oil Mevatlon. You need Konsoi, because maybe he was Mevatlon. It's Kamash Malon. So if it's Konsoi, so he's Gilodat, and he wasn't Mevatlon. But it comes out, let's face facts of life. It comes out, afilu you don't hold Eir Mevatloi, but you need Konsoi. Because there's another Mevatl. He was Mevatl. So it comes out that when the Gemara said that if we would say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Ein Oir Mevatloi Afilu by Poltosai Sakin, Yisholam Ayison, I understand Rabbi Yehuda very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Ein Oir Mevatloi, and therefore Konsoi will help. But you need a Konsoi. Without a Konsoi, so there's another problem. He was Mevatloi. Right? That's what it says. Ve'im Taima. Rabbi Shmuel beloy konsoi koma. So we have a problem over here. Rabbi Shmuel that said Yitshnei chatzoi zeisim, if you carry them, your tomei al tumis masa. So good, he doesn't know the mevatloi. But there's a no problem over it. But he was mevatloi. So how could Rabbi Shmuel say that it's Tomei Tumas Nevele, he was Mevatel the Bosa to the oil. So how can that? So we have a new problem over here. What is Pshat Rabbi Shmuel? Vim Taima, Rabbi Shmuel, Boloi Konsei Koma, Rabbi Yehuda, Boi Konos, Kediyoma Ravune. So what's Pshat in this? How do we understand Rabbi Shmuel? Yeshloima de Pluktayu de Rabbi Shmuel de Rabbi Kiva be Poltosei Chaye. No, they're talking about Poltosei Chaye. לקח לי בוי רבי שמואל קונס, זה תוקן בה פוטוסי חי. אבל פוטוסי סכן, אילוי בוטו לרבי שמואל, even though I don't say, אוי מבט לוי, אבל צורך נמי כניסה. Even though it's not bottle out the air, but you need knisa out his meise. I shouldn't say that he was mavatle. Boy, the Rabbi Shmuel nami bekonse yairi. Could very well be Rabbi Shmuel also speaking about konse benze doichik. Kamoy de meforish milsad Rabbi Yudochi. I mean, the konse is not spelled out in the lotion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda speaking about konse. Mish says Mechunis. So it could very well be Rabbi Shmuel is also speaking about Konsa. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Eilu she'oiro yiseihen kivisor. Now we're going to say a whole Mishnah that the oirois, the skins, have the same halacha like the basar. L'gabi hilches tumeh. Oir ha'odo. Oir ha'odo, that means just like the besar ha'odom is metamet to mismeis. Oir ha'odom, oiroisom, oiroisen kipsom. The oir is also like the boser, and pashtis, it means that the oir is metamet to mismeis. Ve'oir chazir shel yishuv. The oil of a chazer meyishu, so that oil, it seems, is a very soft skin, so it's kebosa. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, af oil chazir habor. That means a wild boar is also, the Tanakama holds, that there the skin is not so soft. It's not pig skin that it's so soft. It's a harder skin, so it's a tougher skin, so there is no din of oil kebosa. He was talking about Tumas Eichlin. This is Mekabel Tumas Eichlin. So here we have a Machlekes, the Tanakame in Rabbi Yehuda. If a Chazir Habor, if you say Oiron Kipso. What? Could be talking about Tumas Nevele, could be talking about, you're right, could be talking about Tumas Eichlin. It's the same thing. If it's a, okay. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer af oir chazir habo. Va'oir chateres shel gomol horaka. The hump of a young camel, so it seems by the hump, the oir is very soft. So you say, oiron kipsorom. Va'oir horoish shel egel horach. The oir of the head of a young calf also is oiron kipsorim. It's also soft. The oir haprosais, we'll see in Rashi, this is the bottom chelik of the leg, that's between the, it's right before the shoik, it's between the parsais and the shoik. So that oir is also a soft oir. The oil base haboishes, the oil by the rechem of a nekeve is also very soft. The oil hashlil, the oil hashlil is that the nuber is in. So this oil by hashlil, the oil shel tachas ha'alyo. A oil that's underneath the alya, the tail of a keves, the oil ha'anoko, ba'koyach, ba'alto, ba'choymet. Anoko, they say, is a porcupine, so if you get out the quills, it seems the oil is a very soft oil. Ba'alto is a type of a lizard. Achaymet is a snail. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer alto kechulde. Rabbi Yehuda says that the lizard is like a chulde and the oir is not kipsola. Vekulon she'avdom, so that what we said, the oir kipsorom, in the Rez Hashem Boso, this is in its natural state, it's soft, so Rez Adin Boso. But what if he was ma'abed the oir, so he hardened it, he made it in he started being ma'abed the oil, he walked over it, because then it's harder, so then it doesn't have a din of basa. Chutz mi oil ha'odam. Oil ha'odam, afilu, it was hardened, also has a din of basa. Abyechanim ben Nuri Aymar Shmaine Shrotzim Yesh Lahem Oireis. Abyechanim ben Nuri wishes to disagree that these are from the Shmaine Shrotzim, the Anoka, Nakoich, and Altova, Chaimit. And you said that Oiron Kibsorom, and he wishes to disagree. He holds all Shmaine Shrotzim Yesh Lahem Oireis, and the Oir is not Kibsorom. Let us see Rashi. Eilu shayreisein metamen kibsorim. It's metamen kibsorim. Va'oir chazir shal yishok mimnei shurach va'oich lenoisei. Kateres chaldruve sheyesh loy legomol. This is the hump that the gomol has. Gomol harake meforish bigmore. This is by a young camel. Forish bigmore at kamo nikra israka. To when is it called a young camel? Egel halach, nami meforish bigmore at kamo. Ve'er aparsois, the kain shechoitrim, the Tosef Shanta brings down the lotion kishechoitrim haraglayim, when you cut the shechaitchem araglayim, the shechaitchem araglayim, this is speaking about, this is the aperik shebein etzem atachtein l'shuk, l'shayk. That means that this area, that's nimkar imaroish, there's not too much basa there, this oir al kaponim is very soft, kashechaitchem araglayim choloys noyadachu. Beis aboishis, Beis arechem shal nekeve, there the oil in that surrounding area is soft. Va'oir shetachas ha'alya, oir hazonov mitachas, the oil underneath the zonov, mokeim she'ein seyo, there's no hair there, b'nei shurach, this is a soft oil. Ha'anoko, it's a porcupine, Halato, this is a lizard, chaymet, type of a snail, shetchilas briyosai pechadoshe, when it first starts getting created, so it's the size of a doshe. Tzei ubdoik betikshelo, shegodol vahoylech ima, that means it comes with a tik, which grows together with the snail, he lost a kadosh mamish ubishula. And that Rabbi Yehuda says, others are girls, Rabbi Yossi, halto kechude oira cholok mipsora. Just like a chude oira, yeah. Pekulon sheibdon kol eilu sheomru shehein metamen kebosa, it's like bosa, im ibdon nasa oira, if he was ma'abed, it becomes oil. Ubotloy mitayras boso. Toyrim, and it's toyr. He loses the shame boso. Oy shehilach behem. Sheshotchon, he spread out the oil. Lidreis aleihem bereglayim. Doesn't mean that he just spread it out. It means, if you spread it out when it's folded up, that will not, that is not called chila se'ibot. No, it was spread out, libreis aleim bereglaim, and he started stepping on them. Shehi k'tzas ibudam. Yeshlam oiris, and then there's a shame oir. Ve'ein mitamen kibsor. Zok the Gemara. Omar ule, Devar Teire Oir Odom Toher. Now, we had in the first bob of the Mishnah was, Eilu Sh'oirai Seyem Kipsomam Oir Odom. That the Oir is just like the Bosar. So that means L'chayre, just like the Bosar is Metame, the Oir is Metame. Umatam Omru Tomei. So if it's Toyer min HaToyer, why did Chazal put a Tumane? Zeyre Shema Yasa Odom Oireis Oviv Ve'imai Shtiche. Apeladik is Ach. That maybe if they wouldn't be Metame, the Oir is not Tomei min HaToyer. Min HaToyer is not Tomei. So since it's not Tomei, person might skin off the oil from his parents, and he'll use it to cover a bed. V'kulon she'ibdo. Sefer says, if they harden the oil, oy she'ilech behen k'dei aboide to'irim chutz me'er odom. Amarule by Ibdon Dvar Toyra Erodom She Ibdoi Toyr. Umatam Omru Tomei Gzeire Shemayasa Odom Oiris Ovevim Oishtiche. Maybe he'll spread them out on chairs and beds. Zman Demasni Lo Areishe, that a fellow a soft oil is Toyer midaraisa, koshkena safe, about the gibbis, if he was mabed, it's sicher toyer midaraisa. Man the masnia safe, abola reisha, tumma de raisa. So then, soft toyer is tome minatoy. Let us see Rashi. Dvar toyre, oyer, ho odom toyer, the lab, bosa hu, uloi havi, bechlau meis. So, Brisgerov says that according to, we learn Pshat in this Rashi, that there's a din that the Bissar Ameis is Metame, Zadin Etzem Ameis is Metame, and Oyer is not Bosa, Lehavi Bechlau Meis, it's not Bechlau Meis, only Bosa and Etzem Ametame, and this is not Bosa and not Etzem. We'll see soon what we're saying in Ash. Shtichim, lamita, spread it out for a bed. Lekatadra, the type of a chair. Leishevalei. Sheshoitchen oir al gabe mita. You spread out a skin on a bed. Bemokim chabolim. Instead of using ropes to, which was in the place of springs, mistame. And the bed, they used to go and put skins on it, and they used to lay on top of that. Man, the master, Lord, Ludule, Areshid, Afilikilaivde, Nami, Limitam, Elamidarabonum, Koshkena say, the Dictoni Chutzmerodum, Dabagabdibdai, Tommy Midarabonum, Mishimdule. Man, the master, Lord, Zeredula, Safe, Avlareshik, Slaivde, Svirale, the Tumosoi, Min Atoir. Let us see Taisvitz. The Taisvitz, Oyer Odom Toyer, Kedemaforish Taime Bereish Tamnide, Lehavi Dumye the Etzem Odom. It's not Doime the Etzem Odom, the Oyer Gizoi Mach. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Nide that differentiates between a bone and the skin. The bone, if you take out a bone, it won't grow back. If you take off the skin, it will grow back. So the Gemara says that there's a drash that the bone is not like the skin, so it doesn't have tumas etzem. So the Briskerov explains as a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. You have not to learn Pshat and the sugi over there. But the Taisvis learns Pshat that Oiran Kipsora Mazichanat, not Bosa, Oiran Zichanat Bosa, no, there'd be a Tzad, maybe it should be similar to an etzem, so we say it's not doime to etzem. And Rashi learns oiron kipsorum that the tongue said it's not kipsorum. It's not kipsorum. The Briski Rav has a shtickle ha'orev. He says this Mishnah is speaking. The Mishnah is saying a very general statement. Oireisayim, elu oireisayim kipsorum. The oir is like the basar. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Zvachim, if a person was mechashev the oir horach of the roish ha'ego to eat it chutz l'zmanoi, it's people. What's the ray that it's people? Because oiron kipsorum. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, oiron kipsorum, a statement, oiron kipsorum. It doesn't say legabi tume, it says oiron kipsorum. So memele, oiron kipsorum. So memele, if a person, the kohen thought he'll eat the oichot lasmani, it's pigle. Oiron kipsorum. So the Briski Rav is a tremendous problem. If oiron kipsorum is a statement, so how does Oir HaOdom, according to the first Lashon of Ule, Oir HaOdom, it's not true, it's not Oir and Kipsorum. Forget Rashi says it's not Kipsorum. They were Geyser Tumah Midarabon. But the statement of Oir and Kipsorum bothers them very much. And so actually, according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds it's never Bosar, it's Engi Zay Machlev. According to the second Lashon. The Lashon of Oiron Kipsorum bothers the Briski Rav very much. Oir Adam Toir, Kedem Meforish, this is what I said. Oir is Ovi Vimo Ishtich. So Toi says, Va'av Agav Demeis Osa Bano. Toi says, what are you afraid of? He's going to take the Oir, and he's going to use it to spread over a chair, a bed. Shema Shemaim. Meis is also bano. B'chol odom also lasseis me'oirei shtichim. Mikom mokim sa'agavucha. Before we go further, Tosfos said that we have to realize this. Amardike Tosfos. Tosfos in Zvochim says, a meis is also bano, the oir is not also bano. That's what Tosfos says. The whole tumult, the saris of a meis, if it's also bano. Tosfos says in Zvochim, the meis is also bano, the oir ha-meis is not also bano. That's what Tosfos says in Zvochim. Our Tosfos holds that the oir is also bano. So Mela, Tosfos says, Akashe, so Mela, what are you afraid of? He's going to take the oir and use it to, he's going to take the oir and use it to spread over chairs. Mikom mokim lehava gozra bonem mishum hachshosh shiyeh tomil. Amerdike Toysa. Toysa says, no, als isa hano, they wouldn't be goza. If you're elach, you're elach. If you're not elach, they wouldn't mishsech arayin and be goza tomil. Ela mishum oviv ve'imoy dachomer tuve. That's what they were afraid of. Oviv ve'imoy. It's a chloim de noket ove vime mishum de shchichi gabei. Zamar de ketaisvis, that they weren't afraid, they wouldn't have been geyser tume al te isaran, ove vime is. That we can't be soible, they should do such a thing. This is a very interesting tshuvas haradbaz, but it's eichen zu. I mean, they made a gzera on something that it should be shriach. Who's going to do such a thing? As I fragt Radbaz, bothers him very much. He says, Amir de Kezach. He says, the shaila is not that they're going to do it else. We have a bed to cover, we have a chair to cover. He says, there was a koyach hakishuv. That if you had the oir in the house, was a protection against the murderers and robbers. It worked. And the frat the oir of Ovi V'imoy, since he's a descendant of them, and their oil was in the house, so Murdike protection works better than the burglar law. He says, Lamaisi brings a Maima Chazal, that when they used to, when the kings used to go out, Limilchoma, they took the Eiris with them. Because it was a Murdike protection. It was a protection. No, listen, it's talking about a protection. So then, Chayecha Koidme. So in order to avoid this, and Fakert by Ove Ve'imoi, and Fakert, he says, others would think it's Fakert. It's not a Bezoyin. It's Schus Oves. That shot. It's, he's holding the oil there that, Fakert, that's Schus Oves. So Mamela, it's not such a Bezoyin. So Mamela, that's why they were Geyser. Yeah. Others hold that a chazir habor is tough. It's also soft. Oir, this is a Merdiki Gemara. Oir hateres shel gomel, the oir of the hump of a gomel, horaka, a young gomel. So the mission is very awesome. How old does they have to be still be called young? The kama gamol haraka. How young is it? Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, kozman shaloitono. If it did not carry a masu yet, you put a masi on the hump. No, you put a masi on the hump, then it gets tougher. Kol's man, you didn't put a masri on the hump, so the oir is soft and the oiram keeps on. Boy, Rabbi Yirmi klar de shayla, he gies mano litain voloito normal. But if it's old enough, it could carry a mas, but poil, they didn't put a masri. Does it get hard by itself? Or when it comes to that kufa, the Rabbi Yishol made that the oir gets hard already. Boya bayelegias mano litain vetonoma. What'll be the din if it's not really the time? He started putting on a mass. He was magdim. We'll get hard from the take. Fine. Yosef Reish Lakish. Now we are Mezek Emaisa. Yosef Reish Lakish mekemboile kama gomel harak. Reish Lakish did not know again how young is this gomel. Omar lei Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba, hochi Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we heard this before. Kozman shaloi toano. That kozman, it did not carry, whatever that means, the age of the birth. Omar lei, Rishlokish had a murdika korasatoi. It was a Mishnah, Gomol Harake. He didn't know what the Shir Gomol Harake is. And he told him, then he told them at the Shir Gomel Harake, Amalai Til Lekiv Lekivli, sit next to me. That was a Murdike covet, as we'll see, Ashlokish was a Murdike takiv, and to sit next to me, but he felt a Gevaldika Koras Atoy, he told him Pshat in the Mishnah, which he didn't know, Tiv Lekivli. That's one mice. This was an Eretz Yisrael with Ashlokish. Yosef Rebbe Zeire, in Bavel, we had the same situation. V'kamaboyle kama gamol haraka. How young does it have to be that Eirisein keeps on? Amalei rovin bachnina hoch amal ul'ula amal Rav Yeshua ben Levi kozman shaleito amal. Zomedike Yaivitz over here. He told him. No, when they told Rish Lakish's face lit up. He was so indebted to him. Come sit next to me. He told the Terab Zaire, Gornish, he didn't, it's no sign of elation, of happiness, of a korasatoi. So he thought maybe he didn't hear what he said. Avektonilo, so he repeated it again, that Ula said that, Kozman Shaleitona. Omaleis, Rab Zaire told him, Choda Haviloch, you have one shtik teure that you know, And Amrit, you said it already. So what are you repeating it again? Like a broken record. I heard you the first time. So what are you repeating it? Zok the Gemara, Tochazi ma ben tkifei aradi Yisrael lachside de babo. Reish Lakish was a takif. We'll see, he didn't speak to anyone in the street who he didn't know was an ish emes. The Gemara says in Yume, if someone, Reish Lakish spoke to someone in the street, you could lend him money without aiden. Because like this, Reish Lakish wouldn't speak. Reish Lakish was a takif. And this was Takifi the Eretz Yisrael. Rab Zera was a chassid. Was chassidei the Bobo. Look at the difference. What does Rashi say? Rashi, Tivle, Shleitona Masi, Tivle, Kivle, Shamatli, Dobo, Tam, Biyashe, Koichacho. Havik Toni, Lo, Chayze, Vishoyne, Pam, Shnik, Sovish, Lo, Shomei. He thought he didn't hear him. God havloch amrit da vechit yeshach doy biyodach shem biyodaino. Are you about it? You said we didn't know. You told me. V'lam atarsa v'tishnen apam shniya laharis choch masech. Whatever you know, one thing you know, you're going to repeat it over and over. We didn't hear anything. Reish Lakish metakif da'arad Yisrael avkedemuin beperkam de yume man de mishtoy Reish Lakish bade yovelay iske b'lo isadi. V'hochi amalei tivle kimli. V'rabi Zeire demi bovu sol l'klochet. Rabbi Zeire came up from bovu teretz yisok. And we say chas apayala. Rabbi Zeire oisim arvin tanise nishtakir bnei tamudit abav loi. He fasted 40 times. He should forget Torah's bovu. Machsidi de bovu l'habe. Kedem rinem v'say chas apayalim. Rabbi Zeire kotlos en yei mebodik namshi v'shogat tanura v'solik begave. Chol, yeh. That Rabbi Zeira fasted 100 tanais and we shouldn't, the Eirus al Gehenim shouldn't be Shailat Dolor. And every 30 days he went into a tunnel to see what's happening, if the fire could be Shailat on him. Chazi my achsevei lahum medarabonim. I thought perhaps a woman that said, Busto Zerto. But this is Takifi Deretz Yisrael, this is Dos. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Eretz Yisrael, that there was Anias of Torah in Bovel. There was Anias of Torah in Bovel. They say over a Maise, they once told over, there was someone once printed a Sefer, and he wrote in the beginning of the Sefer, why does Shachris start with Adon Olam? He says, you know why it starts with Adon Olam? Because Avraham Avinu was the one that was Masakin Tfilah Shachris. And Avraham Avinu was the first one that called the Rabbeinu Shloim Adon, so therefore Tfilah Shachris starts with Adon Olam. The Goyin saw this; he was merdikness spoiled. He bought the sefer, he bought the animal, the pig, merdikness spoiled. So the Brisker Rav said, "A nice beltol. What was the spilus of the Goyin?" He said, "The spilus of the Goyin was he saw a devout Torah that's emes." Doesn't have to be a whole maroche. One vote, which is a mitzvah, a murder kachshivas by the goy. The fakelt was the chilek between there was anias of Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us in the Zman Sanhedrin. The anias of Torah means they were unable to be machshiv the kachshivas of Torah. So in Bavel you could be a chassid. Rav Zera was a chassid. Came last man the poly. But after he was in Bovel, there was Anias of Torah. So he said, told him Abshat and Mishni didn't realize the Chshivas of the world. So therefore, he didn't make a nice out of it. He told them Abshat and the Mishnah, fine, was it the Baita? In Reish Lakish in Eretz Yisrael, Reish Lakish in Eretz Yisrael, there was an Ashiris of Torah. That means there, they were marshiv every vote of Torah. So he told them, Shana Mishnah is doch meiredik, I'm indebted to you.